That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we're upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and how's everybody doing tonight? We're finally in the middle of September, and we're approaching the fall equinox, which I will be talking about more next week, because what I have this week is hot and heavy. I have the scandals. Scandals are about to surface. So I'm sure all of you want to hear this information. And here we go. Neptune moved back into... Neptune holds secret solutions and scandals. It holds the key to it. And it is retrograde. There are so many scandals that have been going on. And some are not conspiracy theories. You know, we hear all these ideas, this, that, and the other thing. I got somebody famous in Texas that can come up with more ideas. But not all of them are conspiracy theories. Neptune exposes everything. Neptune represents fog, illusions, even viruses. Neptune changes signs about every 12 years, and it leaves an imprint and makes us who we are. Every generation has a Neptune sign at some point. It brings us new music, new trends, new styles, new technologies, new ideas, and great movies. Everything is depicted by the three outer planets that actually rule our generational era and people. The three outer planets rule who we are, and that's Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto. The energy is not so much personal, but transpersonal. The planet imprints and deals with our collective unconscious. So it's all of us put together. The energies from those three planets raise our consciousness or help to raise our consciousness. Your personality and belief system is based on your birth sign and where the outer planets fall in your chart the minute you take your first breath. The outer planets rule our mass consciousness and what we are able to conceive, create, and perceive. And when you study this energy, it is absolutely amazing. It has been amazing for me what I have gathered and learned over the last several weeks. So this is the first time that I'm presenting this broken down information on these trendsetters. It's going to blow your mind. In the 1960s, Uranus and Pluto, our two outer planets, were together. And that's what created the 60s revolution, which brought us to where we are today. All the revolutions and changes, all of this matters. Every time we have one, it brings something new and changes that are usually good in the long run. They might be difficult to go through. Okay, so what is Neptune trying to tell us right now? This energy, with the help of two eclipses that are coming, will bring out the truth. And the truth will shed light on many, many, many deep, dark secrets. One of the subjects I feel will come up is Jeffrey Epstein. He had Neptune all over his chart. His Venus and Mercury were in the 12th house, the house of deep secrets and prison. How many young women did he imprison? And do you really think that Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide in prison? Think about that. Neptune was sitting on these planets. The energy of deception, deceit, denial, and illusion. With all the dirt, films, and proof that he had on other very important people, the answer is no, he did not commit suicide. Maybe the truth will come out soon. I think that needs to come out, as well as the true names of the many people who enjoy the pleasures that he had to offer. With all the top brass and powerful people who were his clients, will the truth ever come out? It would take a miracle. However, this issue is going to rise again over the next few months. As with all of our political people around the world, anything that they've been hiding is going to be exposed during this transit, which lasts through February of 2023. It's coming. With Mars in Gemini for such a long period of time, we can look at the communications and information coming in from around the world. You will see that the internet, the mainstream media, are going to be exposed for all of the fake news they've generated, as well as our high national offices for all the lies and deceits that they have purposely put out politically, sadly to say. Remember, I told you that Neptune rules disease. Neptune was retrograde in Pisces until January 11th of 2020. Then it went direct. Now, when a planet goes either direct or goes retrograde, it has a power and an energy with it that can be pretty powerful. Well, in January 11, 2020 is when the news of the coronavirus broke out into the world. A lot of things about the virus will be exposed over these few months. Dr. Fauci and some of his indiscretions. And maybe, well, some things that most of us didn't know what the virus was all about. We're going to find out. The people in the government can't seem to say, we don't know. They try to say, oh, it's this or oh, it's this. No one can say, I'll get back to you or we don't know, except for Jen Psaki. She's pretty good at it. But the truth is going to come out. That's what's so incredible about these energies. They go back and finish up. When they go retrograde, they go back and they finish up their own business. Each planet finishes up its business on its subject matter in whatever house it's in your chart. And that's how you can tell what you are going to experience or the areas where you'll experience it. Mars will travel back through the energies and bring out many other scandals. Some of them are going to go way back. The Clintons, the Obamas, Donald Trump, Joe Biden, especially Joe Biden, Fauci, all the things that you would never think possible or even believe are going to come out. Because of your political take on things, and those who are affiliated with us can bring out some confusion and deep-seated anger. And because of how you think and your take on things over the last few months and how you listen to the news and you believe everything you hear most of the time, it's going to be very upsetting for tons and tons of people. I certainly don't like it when I hear lies and deceits, and I don't like it when I find that I really believed it and it isn't true. That's very hard to adjust to. It's a psychological process that you have to go through. The question here is, who has more scandalous things than other people? Not who's right or what's true or what's not true. All these people have scandals, but in some way, some have more than others. And who was harmed in the USA and their people? That's important too. We're going to find out all of this. These next few months are going to be very active and very interesting. So be aware during this time. This is going to really begin at the fall equinox, all through the eclipses in October and November, into January and part of February of 2023. Neptune will surface what we couldn't see because we were lied to, we were blocked, or we just couldn't see through the fog. Neptune is retrograde right now, but it turns direct on December 4th, so mark that date down. That's going to be an awareness date. Something will happen on December 4th or within 3 days before or 3 days after that will bring out the truth. As it's retrograde, it digs up by review, reanalyze, and reflect. All the retrograde planets do this about their subjects. I call it the three R's. Review, reanalyze, and reflect. And during these 3 weeks in September, Virgo Libra energies with Mercury retrograde, which it did on the 9th of September, comes out October 2nd. All of us have to review relationships, review our actions, review our work ethics, and maybe review the stock market. We have to reanalyze what we're doing, maybe move some things around and make some changes. And we have to reflect. Was this the right move? Did I need to do that? And go in a new energy. This is very important, but it's very healthy. Then, when the planet turns direct, the discoveries and readjustments come out into the open. So, from the fall equinox and perhaps a bit before, with some matters, the truth will be exposed. The truth is uncovered right up to December 4th, when the planet goes direct. After that, the matters that have come out about how we've been cheated and lied have to be dealt with. Another date I find interesting is September 16th, when Neptune opposed the Sun. That's when the truth came out about the FBI interfering with a Trump scandal, the false lies about the Russian collusion, Facebook and Twitter and what they did to help those lies, and when Fauci tried to explain the failure of the vaccines. Both those informations came out at the same time. The Sun deals with world leaders. Charles is in the process of becoming king, as a matter of fact. As a matter of fact, he already is king. He's King Charles III. And I know there's going to be more to come regarding this matter. Keep watch. I have news after the break about this. A lot of this information is going to change the way we feel about things. which is why the Democrats and Republicans don't want anything revealed until after the midterm elections. So, what is still relevant? Something that has not been talked about. Aliens. Neptune is going to reveal some of the help aliens have been giving this planet. It's going to be revealed how much aliens have helped our technology, how much aliens have helped our healing process to help save us from destroying ourselves. All the cover-ups about aliens is coming out. The information is coming out, and it may have something to do with one of our world leaders or our past leader, perhaps India. So watch for all this. It's huge. All the uncovering that's coming out is Mars comes out of retrograde while in Gemini, and that comes out of retrograde on January 12th, 2023. Five planets were retrograde in September as it opened. It doesn't matter what or where, just matters that when a planet retrogrades, it brings the same energy to its planet, digging into the energies to find any unbalances. It's natural. So they look at the unbalances and they find the lies and deceits, and they bring out the truth to be discovered and worked out and adjusted. So from September through February, a lot will be going on. So many upsets and so many things coming to the surface. Get ready for the big, big transformation that's about to take place. It will be intense. It's very powerful. The world is certainly changing. And remember, the outer planets have everything to do with our awakening, our rise of consciousness, the collective society, our world as a whole. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Now we're going to take a break and listen to our weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazing Report, week of September 19th through September 25th, 2022. Ambitious Mars moved into the ideas sign of Gemini in late August and will stay there until late March of 2023 due to his upcoming retrograde cycle starting October 30th. Then there are two eclipses coming, one on October 25th and again on November 8th. At the end of the year, there will be another Mercury retrograde beginning on December 29th in Capricorn. As you can imagine, your priorities are changing in the coming months, yet you will need to constantly adjust to these shifting energies. Begin by simplifying your life this month. Reduce your clutter, do a body cleanse, and pull back from the world just a bit so you can remember what's important versus what's just busyness. With a Cancer moon Monday evening into Tuesday morning, it's a great time to meet a friend at a restaurant. So, hey, why don't you go to a different restaurant than you usually go to, because you can have some fun as well as taste some new and different food. Very delicious. Trust issues arise this week. When opportunity knocks, will you open the door? Or are you going to turn off the lights and pretend not to be home? If you are distrustful and fear failure, or you're overly conservative, you may prevent yourself from investing and accepting your very lucky break. Some out-of-the-blue opportunities can arise from some social connections on Monday and Tuesday, thanks to the moon's sextile to Uranus and Venus. That always brings in sudden, happy, beautiful changes. As well as an exact trine with Master Venus and sudden, oops, I didn't expect that, Uranus. With the lunar trine of Neptune on Tuesday, however, circumstances could appear too good to be true, leading into some fears of unworthiness or that you're not just up to the job, as Mars opposes Pluto that same day.
The moon trines generous Jupiter on Wednesday, dangling more alluring enticements into our world. Smile, but go cautiously. The annual autumn equinox is on Thursday, September 22nd, making this a very active and busy day. While a lunar sextile with Mars favors taking decisive steps, matters risk coming onto a screeching halt when the moon forms a sudden T-square with Saturn and Uranus later in the day. The sky action for the next 3 months adds to a dance that's been going on for the last month, but with some new added energy, such as Aries full moon, Mercury retrograde, and the Sun in Libra. And on the opposite side of the sky, Jupiter is retrograde in Aries. The lower mind Mercury is opposing the higher mind Jupiter. Make sure your big ideals can find a place in your daily life. We always dream big, but what would ever happen if we got our dreams? And we're about to get our dreams. Practice communicating your higher truth in a way that everyone can understand. You know, this new woke language is really very upsetting to a lot of people, and not many can really understand it easily. Also notice that the triple challenge between Saturn and Uranus that I've been talking about all this year is in play for one final push as we are fast approaching the crescendo in late October. The energy all comes together at the eclipse on October 25th. But remember, the energy happens before the action. Usually. So the short explanation is to create greater freedom in your life while still taking care of your worldly responsibilities. Esoterically, meditate and practice communicating a higher vibration of knowledge and show abstract concepts to people in a way that they can hear in order to revolutionize their value systems. Maybe you'll help them expand and grow with the soul as well. That's good teaching and good community. On Friday, Mercury retrograde moves back into Virgo to help you finish projects started in the past couple of months. It's time to clean everything up now. This is a good day to review situations before making any long-lasting decisions. This is also the halfway mark of Mercury retrograde, so begin to think and prepare for your future products. Now you can think about moving forward. The new moon is on Saturday, September 25th at 3 degrees Libra. It's a somewhat complicated moon because there are several conflicting energies that will pull you in different directions. This new moon in Libra wants happy relationships. However, adventurous Jupiter in Aries is ready for some new quests and is ready also to pioneer something new. Sunday doesn't know which way is up, as it draws on the energies of Mercury retrograde along with Venus while opposing hazy Neptune and judgmental Jupiter. This new moon is also trine Pluto, so if in doubt, look to your tried and true leaders and authority figures for guidance. Your teachers, your best friends, some of your family members may be able to help you. Their wisdom and experience can prove to be extremely necessary and wise. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to call and ask a question or book some time with me for a reading, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program.
The shadow of your smile when you are gone will color all my dreams and light the dawn. Look into my eyes, my love, and see all the lovely things you are to me. A wistful little
red star was far too high. A teardrop kissed your lips, and so did I. Now when I remember spring, oh, the joy that love can bring, I will be remembering the shadow of your smile.
A wistful little star was far too high. A teardrop kissed your lips, and so did I.
Now when I remember spring, all the joy that love can bring, I will be remembering the shadow.
And that was The Shadow of Your Smile. And of course, I would love to dedicate that to the Queen. Her funeral is tomorrow. And we're all going to be remembering The Shadow of Her Smile. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. So let's see if we can move on to King Charles. We have a new king. And it's a cruel fate that Charles' destiny to become king could only occur with the death of his mother, Queen Elizabeth II. A 73-year lifetime of waiting is now here. This inheritance will forever be marked by sadness, as is any ascension to the throne. The passing of a monarch, a much-loved monarch, but more painfully with the loss of an adored mother. Speculations of who he will be as king has sent Britain into an identity crisis. These are sweeping energies of nervous anticipation as Charles III's reign begins. What will the new king's reign look like? What will the new king be like? The death of Queen Elizabeth II marks the death of a golden era. The queen's death may well be signal of the monarchy itself. There's an ongoing scandal and family feud that feeds the welcoming in of a new king. And you ain't seen nothing yet. There's more to come. So what I did was I pulled everybody's chart. King Charles, Queen Elizabeth, Harry and William and Meghan, and looked at them, including Camilla. And it's fascinating, just fascinating. You know, King Charles is in his second lifetime as king. So to me, that meant that he was one of the first or second King Charles. And he's reliving the lifetime. He's all Leo. Of course, that's the king. Leo is the king. And his attachment to his mother, as well as other people in the family, is incredible. His sun is in Scorpio. His rising Leo, and Pluto is on his rising. Now, when you have Pluto on your rising in astrology, the rule is you're in your second lifetime. And you're redoing it again to see if you can get it right this time. Both his moon and his north node are in Taurus. That's fascinating to me because our nodes just went into Taurus worldwide. They moved in last March. So when they say that Elizabeth passed away at the perfect time, they're not kidding. She had some Taurus as well. Her Venus was in Taurus. Her sun, of course, was in Aries. Actually, it was at 0 degrees Taurus. And her Venus in Taurus. And her Venus conjunct Charles's moon. So she was some kind of a female figure in his past life, perhaps his mother, especially with the moon, in the past life as well as this lifetime. I could go on and on. It's just so interesting. And there's a lot of things that he's going to be going through, of course. A lot of things in the fall, as I've talked about with everything else, because he has Mars in Sag in the fall, in his fifth house, and that's daughters and women, and his Jupiter is naturally in Sag, which is always lucky because Sagittarius rules Jupiter. So he should be pretty lucky. Will he be the sovereign to save or destroy the realm? In the past, he has not been that popular. As a matter of fact, he was a ladies' man and a player in the 70s and 80s. It has been deeply affected by the death of Diana. He met Diana, I think, when he was just in his 30s, so he already had had a good time. Also, by his own personality and character. He can be a whiner. He has a short temper. He's like his son, Harry. And he's known to complain. That's in private, not in public. However, to his supporters and friends, he is a perfect fit for these times. Uneasy lies the head that wears a crown. And that's the way William Shakespeare described it. When the heads of state worldwide gather tomorrow for Queen Elizabeth II's funeral, it will be the last time that they will gather like this for a long time. They won't be gathering in London perhaps ever again. Born on November 14, 1948, Charles Philip Arthur George Windsor is the eldest son of Queen Elizabeth II and her late husband Prince Philip. Upon the death of the Queen on September 8, 2022, Charles, formerly known as Prince Charles, the Prince of Wales, became the King of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. Elizabeth was the reigning monarch from February 1952, when she was 25, up until her death at age 96. King Charles III was born on November 14th, right before the full moon in Taurus. The new king's sun, moon, and rising sign are all in fixed signs, Scorpio, Taurus, and Leo. So that can make him a little bit inflexible. The new king's moon is in Taurus, giving him a fair-minded persona, with a need to see the truth and to speak with honor. Also, a Taurus moon is good management of money and funds. And since he said that he wants to cut back with the expenses of the United Kingdom and the royal family, that's probably very true. This level of fixed signs can denote a rigid, inflexible person, very stoic. However, Charles Scorpio's son lends a transformative nature that can be evolutionary with the time. He has honored global warming. He has said that he will continue to do so, at least climate change. I don't think he wants to go with the hysterics of global warming, but he will honor climate change, even though all the dignitaries tomorrow, 2,000 people, most of them came by jet. That's interesting. Throughout his chart, we see a push and a pull between tradition and modernization. And Charles's chart does connect to Queen Elizabeth's chart. Within astrology, the moon represents emotions and maternal influences. Charles has a Taurus moon, and his mother had a Taurus sun. So their closeness is further underlined by their sun and moon falling in the same degree. That's called a conjunction. That's a match. That's karma. Pretty exciting. Charles shares a notable Leo placement with the Queen. Elizabeth had a Leo moon and he has a Leo rising. So he was her teacher, because it's her moon and his rising. He was her teacher in many ways. Very interesting. The presence of Charles's moon in the 10th house of public service and career denotes a sympathetic ruler who will be invested in his causes. He sees the big picture, and he will strive to continue in his mother's legacy. He just has to control that temper a little bit. Charles's chart indicates that he'll hew a similar path to his mother, and this makes sense because they had a close relationship. In fact, her passing could even force him to begin to emulate her values. And they were very close in many, many ways, especially in latter years. This is a moment of destiny. Everybody listen, this is really a moment of destiny. It's going to affect all leaders across the world. Charles's sun is on the transiting south node of destiny, as I said, the Taurus. And the moon, his sun is in Scorpio, I'm sorry. That's the south node. Scorpio Taurus is on the north node of destiny. And this tells all of us that it is his time to be king. And it was her time to leave, and she knew it. She knew it by the time the nodes moved into Taurus and Scorpio, and that was in March. Elizabeth knew in March that her time was up. I find that beautiful, amazing, and very intuitive. But the ascension to the throne might be bittersweet for Charles. His sun sign is in Scorpio in the fourth house of home and private affairs, and he doesn't like to be in the public eye. He's much more of a private person and a homebody. And he may have a short reign and possibly abdicate. I see 8 years at tops. He is probably the reincarnation of Charles II. And Camilla is going to have some problems as she rises to be queen. There could be a crisis. Charles is going to have to defend her. And I want him to really watch over her in the next few months, because I think there'll be some people that will try to harm Camilla. I hope that doesn't happen. He has to defend the disestablishment of the English church because she was divorced and he was divorced. And all that's going to come out to play, even though it best be put to bed. Charles will be forced out. Charles could be forced out because of the scandal of Jeffrey Epstein. And then I heard a man will step in who never expected to be king. And I thought that was very interesting. And the Commonwealth is going to begin to fall apart because countries are going to take their own power and step away from the overseeing of the British throne. Charles is a good man at heart. He has the good of the world at heart. And my sense is he's going to be doing a lot of talks about the coming of a new age. The planet of Uranus, which is known to be an awakening element in astrology, is located in Charles's 11th house of global philanthropy. Based on this, Charles will put humanitarian efforts at the forefront of his time as king. Charles's Uranus is in the 11th house, which also encourages him to be a part of bringing the monarchy to its new era. Pluto, a planet known for transformation, is conjunct his rising sign. It also activates his sun and moon. And in time, we're going to see Charles align with transformational views. mostly in the realms of technology, education, finances, and science. It's so interesting. I just was so shocked when I saw that he was in a second royal lifetime. The effects of the upcoming transits. The upcoming Venus point, the annual meeting of the Sun and Venus, is on October 22nd, and this gives Charles a chance to start a new 8-year cycle with his family. The eclipse is on the 25th, and another one on November 8th, and this is going to bring stress to the public. And it will be stress with him, too. It's going to activate the healing. There'll be some kind of a massive healing that has to happen, along with the sun and moon. Opening old wounds that will trigger him to take action towards healing himself and healing the world. Because the way he mends his heart is by giving back to society and back to others. He really is a very kind man, and he doesn't like any upsets, any arguments, and he's a Leo, and all Leos have to be number one. I can tell you that. I think most of you know that. So that's the way we are right now with Charles. That's the update. And I'm sure there'll be a lot more to say as we go along through these months. And now it's time to get ready for the meditation. Next week, we'll be talking about the fall equinox and what that's going to bring. And I'm sure there'll be a lot of things happening between now and next week that will come to the light that we can talk about. And if any of you that are listening want me to cover a certain subject, send me an email. Let me know. Elizabeth Joyce here. We're going to be listening to Elizabeth Hepburn, If We Only Had Love. We'll do the Breathe Into the Heart meditation and finish with Richard Shulman and New Beginnings. I want to thank you very much for listening tonight. I hope all is well with you. I send out lots of love and healing. I send my love and light and honor to Queen Elizabeth II on her final day, as they do the funeral tomorrow. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next week, and good night.
If we only have love, then tomorrow will dawn, and the days of our years on that morn. If we only have love to embrace without fears, we will kiss with our eyes, we will sleep without tears. Sons, if we only have love, then Jerusalem. never bow down. We'll be tall as the pines, neither heroes nor clowns, if we only have love for our women and men. Then we'll drink from the grail to be born once again. And with nothing at all but the little we are, we'll have conquered all time, all space, the sun, and the stars.
This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen, and listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect, the full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out.
As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace, and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in. Feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up, drop down again, and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light, and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. and your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and following you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God center, and you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.